This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The charter school crowd is descending on Las Vegas this week for its annual convention, the National Charter Schools Conference. 4 days of networking, charter cheerleading, and political strategizing will no doubt ensue. For all the controversy charter schools create, though, you'd think there were more of them. At last count, they were about 6% of the entire public education system, about 2.5 million kids nationwide, mostly in low-income neighborhoods. They are growing, too, fueled by frustrated parents, deep-pocketed foundations, and politicians, all the while a lot of people having a lot of misperceptions about them. So, Marketplace's Annie Baxter has our explainer.
This fall, Sejong Academy in St. Paul, Minnesota, will open its doors. It's a Korean immersion school for kids in kindergarten through sixth grade. A recent open house featured traditional Korean drumming. A big idea behind charters is to try out concepts that traditional public schools typically wouldn't, like focusing on outdoor programs or language immersion or even yoga. Sejong Academy's founders hope their curriculum will appeal to a big population of Korean adoptees in the Twin Cities. They're also hoping that non-Koreans will like learning another language. Board Chair Grace Lee is herself Korean-American.
I think, of course, a lot of schools will say, oh, you know, we promote global diversity, but how are they actually demonstrating that? Are they just having some ethnic food at a open house or something like that?
The real battle between charter schools and their traditional counterparts is far more pitched. Charter schools are public schools. They get taxpayer dollars, but they're run independently. And in many states, they're exempt from laws and regulations that apply to traditional public schools. Instead, the schools have to meet performance goals set out in their charters. It's easier to hire and fire teachers at charter schools and open and close the schools themselves.
That is also the secret ingredient to chartering, the fact that if the school is not performing well, it can be closed.
Nina Reese is president of the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools. She says there are 6,500 charters operating in the U.S. Each year, about 500 new ones open and 150 or so close. The authorities who oversee the schools, called authorizers, might pull the plug due to low enrollment, poor performance, or financial mismanagement. But Dennis Van Roekel says that doesn't happen often enough. He's president of the nation's largest union, the National Education Association.
Too many of these charter schools, depending on state laws, really don't have that kind of accountability that you can close them down.
Van Roekel says in the meantime, charters leech money from traditional public schools.
They've really done students a disservice before anyone ever really notices what's going on.
Critics, who often include local school board members, also say that charter schools get lackluster results. A recent study by researchers at Stanford University found that about a quarter of charter schools studied achieved better outcomes on reading measures than traditional schools, but nearly a fifth of the charter schools did much worse. For math, an even greater share of charter schools were underperformers. Jack Schneider, an education expert at the College of the Holy Cross, puts it this way.
I think the evidence tells us that the best charter schools are exceptional schools, and that the worst charter schools are extraordinarily bad, and the vast majority of charter schools are more or less equivalent to traditional public schools.
Andrea Springer is about to test her luck. She's Korean-American and is considering sending her kids to the Korean Immersion Charter School in St. Paul that opens this fall.
We've stayed away from what I view as traditional public education, because I think as a child I was pretty either bored or just the teacher was dealing with behavior problems versus teaching us.
Even as charter schools remain controversial, demand for them appears to be strong. An advocacy group says hundreds of thousands of kids are on charter school wait lists. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
If you want to see how your state stacks up when it comes to charter schools, we've got an interactive map of that at marketplace.org.